Right, well, welcome to the Tales of the Whales.
Is this episode 100 yet?
Do you know, I think it probably is.
I think it might be. Yes, it is.
My golly.
And yet another one from a hospital. A different hospital this week.
Yep.
We're doing a tour of the hospitals of the UK.
I've got oxygen stuck up my nose, so if I don't talk very loudly, I'm afraid that's it. And obviously there are other people in the ward.
Yes, we're in a public ward, so we're keeping our voices down.
What I have is this flu, whatever it is, A. What is it called?
Influenza.
Influenza A, that's right. And it's taking a while to get my blood oxygen levels to the right level.
Yeah, I think you've got like a secondary infection, haven't you, in your lungs? So we've had quite an exciting week because it was my first time in an ambulance with sirens and blue lights when I was awake. I think I've been in one once before after a car incident, but I wasn't aware of that one. So it was actually quite fun, a bit like Chessington World of Adventures ride.
Well, I could have done without that, I must admit. And I'm absolutely, for me, and I don't get depressed that often, do I? But being here is I just want to be out.
I think most people are here with the same thing.
No, absolutely.
No one's ever desperate to get into hospital.
Well, some people seem to make it their second home, and I don't want to do that.
Well, you're doing quite a good job of that over the last couple of weeks, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. But you wouldn't have thought, would you, at 100 episodes of Tales of the Whales, I'd be in hospital?
No.
No. But, you know, luckily you can get on with your work and I'm not here talking nonsense next to you all the time.
No, but you just FaceTime me and do it. It's
Well, just tell me not to.
No, it's fine. You FaceTime me as often as you like.
It's just, you know, one of the problems with cancer is your immunity. Is that right? Your immune system, yeah. And so you are more prone to these sort of things. But, of course, I didn't think it would ever affect me.
You should have had the flu vaccine.
So wear the mask.
They did offer it to you because you're old.
Yeah, thanks for that. That really cheered me up no end.
Yeah, so evidently the hospitals are all very full of people with flu. So,
I'm just going to have to grin and bear it.
Yes. And it's just a sort of unfortunate timing. I guess it's bound to be this time of year, but because I've got so much work to do as well. So it's not been the best couple of weeks, has it?
It hasn't really. Maybe I'll say to all
of us. And also, it's not even going to very much improve until February because I'm going to be working flat out. Plus, I will have to be doing it with a nurse's outfit on at some stage.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to that more than you know.
Except for nurse's outfit these days is just like green pyjamas, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they're all different colours, actually.
Yeah, but not like the old carry-on films.
No, I'm glad to say it's nothing like the old carry-on films. But, you know,
those are the kind of ones you get in Anne Summers.
Anne who? I've never heard of them. The problem is that just talking nags me, which is really worrying, but... And I miss being on the show, so I'm not going to be able to do my programme for a week or so.
Oh, I should think you'll be back by next week.
I don't know. Who knows? It's really... depression is something you really have to not allow to take over, isn't it?
Absolutely. Tell it to go away.
Yeah. You want your mask on, then. Just... Well, keep your mask on and talk, see if...
Do I sound all muffled now?
If you lean a bit.
I feel a bit safer.
Good. Keep it on. I don't think I'm infectious, though.
No. Well, I've had it as well. I've had what you've had, but I'm sure there's plenty of other ones buzzing around the hospital, which is bursting at the seams with people with respiratory infections.
Yeah.
It's not the best place to come.
No, I suppose as well that's good because they'll want to get rid of me as soon as possible. In a way.
Yes, they'll need your bed.
No. You hear people coughing a lot like that. I don't know why you're laughing. It's not really funny.
Well, this is not really any other option, is there?
And most of the exercise I get is walking to the loo.
At least you can do that now. You couldn't do that last week.
No, you're right.
That's why we had to call an ambulance.
Every morning they'll come and ask, have you been to the toilet? Have you opened your bowels?
Oh, that's lovely.
Can you do a urine sample? And just all the things you don't really want to talk to anyone about.
No. When you come home, I'm not going to be asking those questions. I'd rather not know.
Good. I'm glad.
You keep that to yourself.
Yeah, no, I absolutely will. But actually, at the moment, not that I need any help at the moment, but it takes quite a lot out of me walking around. Not takes a lot out of me, but...
I'm glad you're out of that A&E department where they had that hilarious squeaky trolley. It's like, it was a trolley with the squeakiest wheel. It was just ridiculous. I mean, why did no one have some WD-40?
No, you're right.
And just to 3 days.
And it was just like dogs.
They used it a lot, didn't they?
Yeah.
It did sound like a squealing dog
or
something, but it was just this trolley.
Well, I think we might bring our recording to the end.
Yes, make it a short and sweet one.
Yeah, I don't want people to be depressed about this, and I hope one of the things about Tales of the Whales and living with cancer, which I've hardly spoken about,
Well, cancer's been pushed into the back seat by the old flu at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. But if you go and get the flipping flu injection. I intended to, but I never got around to it.
Or at least wear a mask when you go out.
Yeah.
Because between November and February.
People say it's actually worse than COVID. But it's just not pleasant. Wouldn't wish it on anyone.
And it has knocked you for six, that's for sure.
And when I think back to Boris, you know, and he got COVID and he was in intensive care. I was in intensive care for, 24 hours?
3 days.
3 days?
Mm-hmm.
I what? Not sure.
Yeah, 3 days.
I thought it was 24 hours. And that's quite frightening. So thanks to everybody for messages as well. And I will talk to you. Hopefully we'll do the podcast next week. I didn't think we'd do it this week.
Hopefully we'll do it from home.
Yeah, God, I hope so.
From another hospital.
No, don't even think about that. Anyway, listen, guys, take it easy and we'll talk soon.
Yeah.
Do you want to finish it off?
Okay, yes.
In your lovely, beautiful voice.
So, yes, goodbye from episode 100.
Yeah. And now let's look forward to a better 2025.